So how are we doing now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open, a look at the economy as trading gets underway for the day. Let's find out how stocks are doing and ask, where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P down about 0.2%. The Nasdaq down 0.25%. The Dow off about 12.5 points at 10,003. European shares are lower as well. Markets closed mostly up today in Asia. Michelle Meyer is an economist at Barclays Capital. She's with us live from New York this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Steve.
So we've had a lot of optimism, I should say. Goldman Sachs earnings today, good. Even Citi and retail sales weren't as bad as we thought. But lo and behold, this morning we have a drop in unemployment claims as well. Are we turning a corner?
I'm quite encouraged by the continued drop in jobless claims. It's happening both the initial and continuing jobless claims. So I think what it shows is that the labor market conditions are improving. It's still quite weak. We still think we'll see job cuts in October, but much less than we saw in September.
So that 9.8, something that we see will eventually sort of erode.
Absolutely. We think the unemployment rate will probably inch a little bit higher over the next few months. But starting early next year, we should start to see the unemployment rate come down pretty steadily.
Let's talk quickly about the consumer price index. Any thought inflation could be a concern down the road?
Much further down, but I think right now in the short to medium term, there's still more downward pressure on inflation than upward pressure on inflation because of the fact that you've seen such a sharp drop in GDP and such a strong rise in unemployment rate that there's a lot of slack in the economy that puts downward pressure on prices.
All right. Michelle Meyer joining us from New York. Michelle, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, the benign reading on inflation is the prime reason why cost of living adjustments, COLAs as we know them, won't be adding dollars to Social Security checks after the first of the year. But President Obama wants to make up for that. He's asking Congress for a one-time $250 payment to help the elderly make ends meet. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
The one-time payments would cost the federal government roughly $13 billion. For most seniors, the $250 payment's the equivalent of a 2% cost of living increase. Normally, cost of living adjustments are pegged to consumer prices, but because prices fell this year, there isn't going to be an increase to Social Security. The president reportedly doesn't want the money for these payments to come directly from the Social Security Trust Fund. Instead, he's expected to ask Congress to borrow additional billions. Key members of the House and Senate have signaled their support. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report for Thursday, October 15th, 2009 at marketplace.org. The world's largest brewer, Anheuser-Busch InBev, signed a deal this morning to sell a slew of its East European breweries. The deal is the first of the company's asset sales since an InBev-Anheuser-Busch merger last year. More from Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard.
The company has just sold breweries in 9 countries, including the Czech Republic and Hungary. The deal is designed to help pay off a $50 billion debt. InBev of Belgium borrowed heavily to buy Anheuser-Busch of the U.S. So far, the merged group has raised around $9 billion selling off assets. Analysts say the new company seems to be doing well, but Chris Mercer, who's with JustDrinks.com, says there could still be job losses in America.
If you look at the North American market, beer sales have been struggling for quite some time. The volumes aren't really going in the right direction, and I think they'll probably look to cut some costs in mature markets like the U.S.
The stock market liked the latest moves. Anheuser-Busch shares moved higher in early trading. Over the past year, they've doubled in value. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Google announces quarterly earnings later today. Analysts are expecting some good news. While advertising spending is still in the dumps, the market for online search ads has been getting a bit better, as Joel Rose reports.
Lots of people will be watching Google's earnings even if they don't own the stock. That's because the company makes most of its money from search advertising. And search advertising can tell you a lot about the health of the economy.
It's almost a real-time GDP indicator.
That's Citigroup analyst Mark Mahaney. He says search ad rates react very quickly to changes in online retail spending. And today, Mahaney will be looking for signs that search advertising has, quote, turned a corner.
Not just that things are getting less worse, but that things are starting to grow again.
Google dominates online search with almost two-thirds of the market, but Microsoft's Bing is gaining a little ground. That's according to David Karnstedt, CEO of the online marketing firm Efficient Frontier.
Search is one of those that it takes a long time to change behavior, so the idea of seeing a steady improvement bodes well for Microsoft.
Microsoft reports its quarterly earnings next week. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Yeah, we got the government's take on retail inflation. The consumer price index edged up, but it's still very low. And in some cases, retail prices have fallen a bit since last year. Gasoline, some grocery items as well. And that's good news. Wages go a little further as prices fall. Unless you happen to be a minimum wage worker in Colorado. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
We were a little surprised.
Colorado Labor Department spokesman Bill Thonis says having crunched the annual inflation numbers, his office has to do something no state has done ever, lower the minimum wage. For most workers, it'll fall 3 cents to $7.25 an hour.
Colorado voters amended the state constitution to tie the minimum wage to the consumer price index.
Nine other states also raise their wage when prices go up, but unlike Colorado, they leave it the same when prices go down, says Paul Sohn of the National Employment Law Project.
Taking a step backwards, even a few pennies, is the wrong direction.
Over a year, those pennies add up, says Bill Thonis.
$62.40 doesn't sound like too much. Those people on minimum wage, it makes a big difference in terms of what they can afford.
The change takes effect in January. Colorado officials are exploring whether they can bend the Constitution to spare their 50,000 poorest workers a pay cut. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
India is one of the fastest-growing markets for air travel, but its carriers are no longer flying high. That's partly because of the global financial meltdown. But there are other reasons, as Raymond Thibodeau reports from New Delhi.
As their flights are called, passengers at Indira Gandhi International Airport race from the check-in counters to the security lines. There are thousands of travelers here, but only a tiny percentage of Indians are rich enough to travel by air. Even so, as India's prosperity surged in recent years, analysts say so has the country's $14 billion a year air industry.
In the last 4 or 5 years, we saw growth. Domestic market growing by about 200%, international market growing by 100%.
Kapil Kaul is chief analyst for the Center for Asia-Pacific Aviation. He says in the last 4 years, India's carriers went on hiring sprees. They also ordered about 400 jetliners from Boeing and Airbus. Kaul says the airline companies face steep jet fuel taxes imposed by India's state governments. And when oil prices shot up last year, they took another hit.
That started impacting each and every airline. To make matters worse, financial meltdown almost exhausted any chances that these airlines had of raising capital. Most of them have huge debts, huge interest payment obligations.
The airlines tried raising fares, but abandoned that idea when demand plummeted. Indian carriers looked for other fixes. Some merged with bigger rivals. Some have tried to slash employee roles. And some are delaying or even canceling plane orders. India's swankiest airlines, Kingfisher and Jet Airways, are known for pampering their passengers with scented welcome towels and gourmet meals, but even they are switching to a low-cost, no-frills model. That's been a bonanza for Indian travelers, with airfares dropping. Maybe too low, says AJ Prakash, director for the Travel Agents Federation of India.
A Bombay-Delhi is selling at half the price it was selling last year. The public got used to thinking that they could fly for next to nothing. That obviously is not going to continue for very long. One of these airlines is going to fold up. And when that does, be assured that the rest of them are going to jack their fares up.
They'll need to. Analysts say India's domestic carriers stand to lose about $2.5 billion this year. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Computer. Computers have revolutionized how we do business. Good news for some, but for others and floor traders in Chicago, computers have been a detriment to their careers. There's a new documentary that highlights this collision of technology and tradition. And James Allen Smith directs Floored, which is set to debut later this month at the Austin Film Festival in Texas. His film takes us on a journey that starts with the shouting floor trading mobs of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. James Allen Smith, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Why are these people screaming?
Well, these guys are screaming because they're trying to buy and sell. And they're actually buying for themselves. And when they're selling for themselves. So they're pretty anxious to do well.
And what are they doing? They're buying and selling what?
Pork bellies, milk, grains. Oil. I mean, you name it. They actually trade the weather, believe it or not.
So obviously the documentary talks about how there are fewer and fewer traders in the pit. What's causing these people to vanish?
Technology, basically. Computers just do it faster.
There's this one scene in the documentary. It's this floor trader debating with a computer trader. And he says, I can't beat the computer. I want to hear a little bit of that.
I say the computer is the worst and the most evil thing of trading that I've ever seen.
I mean, that's an impassioned argument. I mean, the guy's saying this is my livelihood and this inanimate object made it go away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, these guys have been doing something their whole life one way, and then someone comes in and says, no, you're not going to do it like this anymore. Here's a computer. You do it like this, and you do it quietly, and you sit, and you mind your manners, and you click buy when you want to buy, and you click sell when you want to sell. So, you know, they have a problem with that. These guys, like you said, they scream and they yell, and that's what they, you know, they look each other in the eye, and it's like a poker game. Now it's anonymous.
James, how have the people you interviewed for your documentary, how have they fared in the financial crisis?
You know, it was really tough. A couple of the guys had a really hard time, and they felt it. They really felt it, and you see that in the film. There's another couple of guys who did quite well. Again, you know, the market moves really quickly when it goes down, and they can take advantage of that by selling high and then buying it back low.
Well, James Allen Smith, director of Floored, we do appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks so much.
And finally, the citizens of Finland will have the right to internet access by next July. The country's Ministry of Transport and Communications this week approved a law that requires telecoms to provide connection of at least 1 megabyte to every citizen there, all 5 million of them, and perhaps 100 megabytes in the coming years. That means Finland could very well be the first country to make internet access a legal, government-imposed right. So today, the 4% of the people who don't already have internet access are chanting, Viva Finland! Hey, use your internet connection right here at home and check us out at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts there. Grab a podcast while you're online at our website, marketplace.org. From Los Angeles, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.